Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew up there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified internist and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, we got Opie and Bud from the Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
Yeah.
Always good to see the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. A merry bunch of fun guys who seem like they're playing to have fun. I wasn't very eloquent, but here's what I mean. I'm fresh off a nap, so I got to get my wits about me. But certain bands are playing to make money, and certain bands are playing to get laid, and certain bands are playing to get high. I think they're doing all that, but it seems like to have a good time mainly.
Yeah, we like to cover all the bases.
And it just seems like everyone's from Long Beach. Everyone seems to have known each other for 100 years. And it's kind of like part band, part posse, right?
Family, yeah.
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 And we're a gang.
They're going to be at the Inland Invasion, which is coming up this Saturday. Where the hell is that, Drew?
DeVore.
In DeVore.
Yeah.
Boy, is that an ugly name for a city.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I'm not sure there is a city there.
Is DeVore a city?
I don't know.
Well, the point is there's who else is on this bill? It's a lot of big bands on this.
Of two mountains.
DeVore is?
Yeah.
Right. It's like on a fault line or something out in the Southern California area. And the new CD, which I have right in front of me, is called Wonders of the World. We're going to hear something off of that. Now, that's not out until September 11th, so you'll have to wait just a little bit. But we will give you a sneak preview of a couple of songs. And I'll also give you guys some dates around the country where you can find Long Beach Dub All-Stars coming to a town near you. So, with that being said, I'd interview the band, but I don't have anything to say right now.
You don't have your wits about you.
No. I was going to say I'm a little off my game, but I'm rarely on my game.
Yeah.
But I'm further off my game than I normally am tonight.
You have a weird day?
No. I had a surreal and bizarre experience. Oh. Not really bizarre, but sort of uncomfortable and strange. I was... I decided I should get one of these hands-free systems for my car,
yeah,
where I can talk
and
not hold the phone up into my ear. So I had the guy at the dealer install it in the car, and we were sitting in the parking lot while he was showing me how to run the thing.
Yeah,
and he said, "All right, just give me a number, for instance, like somebody you call." And I said, I didn't know what to say, and I thought I don't want to give my home number because I don't want this guy calling me at home and stuff. So I said my grandma. So I said, "Here's my grandma's number." And so he said, "You talk into it." So you go. Now it's weird when you talk into a computer; you can't use your normal voice. You got to yell at the steering wheel, "Grandma!" And then it goes, "Aunt, number." Then I yell the number into it, and he says, "All right, there it is. It's logged in the thing. Oh, that's cool." So a minute and a half later, I'm pushing buttons, trying to figure stuff out. He's still sitting here. He's a 300-pound Chinese guy sitting in my car with me. We're both sweating bullets because the car's just parked out in the sun, and he's 300 pounds, and he's heating up the car. And I push a button. All of a sudden, the phone's ringing.
Oh.
And I'm like, what's going on? And it's just ringing. I can hear it over the speakers. And I hear my grandma pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. And she's got, like, laryngitis. So she normally sounds old, but she sounds like death on the phone. And there's this 300-pound Chinese guy sitting next to me, and she's like, "Hello?" And I'm like, I don't want to get into the technology, because, you know, grandparents, you know, they get freaked out. Even the call waiting freaks them out.
Right.
You know, like, where you go, "I got someone on the other line." "Who? What?" You know, they don't understand the concept. So I was like, "Hey, Grandma, it's Adam." She's like, "Hello? I'm going to come out there and see you tomorrow at 3:30, all right?" "Okay. All right, Grandma, I'll see you later." And she's like, "Wait a minute." And I'm like, "Okay. You're gonna don't come by 3:00. Anyway, we start getting in this full conversation, and this big Chinese guy's just sitting there listening to me yell at my grandma through the steering wheel. and I keep wanting to say, like, "Hey, I'm in my car, I'm talking into the steering wheel, there's a fat Chinese guy sitting next to me." It's a long story, but I know it's not gonna translate. So I keep trying to wrap it up, and I don't know what it is, but when people feel you wrapping up, when people over 60 feel you wrapping up, they wrap down.
Yeah, here's like you go, "Okay," and they're like, Just a second.
One more thing. Your mother called. She wants to know if it's okay if we have carrot cake instead of lemon. That's fine. And you start doing that thing where you go, that's fine. Anything's fine. And I'd like to put a sprinkler key in your liver. Great, great. I'll bring the sprinkler key. I'll see you tomorrow. Hold on. Now, I canceled my appointment tomorrow, so I'm going to be home. Okay, I'll see you whenever. And I kept trying to wrap it up. I know she's home listening right now. I swear to Christ, I should call her just so we can hear her voice because it would kill you. And I don't know what it is, but this 300-pound Chinese guy listening to me argue with my grandma who has laryngitis through my steering wheel is weird.
Throughout your whole day.
It's throwing my whole day off. And I keep wanting to say something to him, but yeah. I don't know what to say to him. No, and it's like...
You can't. You're in.
All right, so I know, but what is it with people over 60 that when you're trying to rap?
Hey, you've sat next to me as I've tried to wrap a few calls, and you've actually yelled into the phone.
I grabbed Drew's cell phone, yelled one of his patients once because we're in the back of a limo, and he tried to wrap it up like 15 times, and they just kept going once more around the park. How is it that when people don't understand that wrap-up voice? You know what I mean? Yeah. We all heard it, right? Yeah. Okay, then I'll be seeing you tomorrow. No problem.
All right. Okay.
Wait a minute. Which way are you driving over? Because you're going by the Gelsons. I want you to swing. Okay, no problem. Just kept going round and round. And I don't know what it was, but the big Chinese guy in my seat next to me was throwing my game off. So,
all right, so we'll be getting some calls now. Okay.
Did you hear Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I never know, by the way, Anderson, when you're talking... whether everyone can hear you or it's just me, so I'm not sure whether to react to it or not.
Okay, so we'll be getting to some calls.
I've asked him to include us all in his glory. Yeah.
So Anderson, when you talk, everyone can hear you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Never talk again. All right, let's talk to Abby, who's 21.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, say hi to Long Beach Dub All Stars.
Hi, Long Beach Dub All Stars.
Hello, Abby.
Hi, Abby. Normal.
Okay, so here's my problem. I've been with my boyfriend for about 2 years, and I really love him. But every time we're just hanging around the house or whatnot, he always wants to mess around. And I don't know, I mean, I'm comfortable with it sometimes, but he'll, like, you know, go for the kill, you know, and I'll be like, please don't, blah, blah, blah.
How many days a week is this?
Well, I don't know, like 3 or 4, I guess.
All right, and so this is that thing that guys get into where they start hounding their partners.
Is going for the kill, that's intercourse?
Well, going, you know, intercourse and, you know, just trying to get downstairs.
But the point is nothing turns a woman off more than this sort of, I need you, that feeling the guys get into. Does he understand that you need a little more than that to get things sort of rolling?
Well, I think he understands.
No. Guys don't understand that. Okay.
Well, what do you mean? Do you think she needs more than that, or you think she's just tired? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, honestly, I get kind of bored if we're doing anything physical. I don't know if it's just because it's just normal routine or what. But
maybe you're just not into this guy.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I mean, I feel that I love him. I mean, and we just got promise rings for each other. So...
Your body's telling you something a little different, though.
I don't know. I guess. I just don't know the polite way to say no thank you over and over again, because I don't want to start a fight.
Okay, but wait a second. So it's not Drew's original assertion that he's rushing through the foreplay. Right. It's that you're not really interested in intimate contact with him in any form.
You're lesbian.
True, please.
How many times a week would it be okay with you? Would it not bore you? Once a week? Once a month? Never?
Once or twice a month is good for me. I don't know. I don't have to have it constantly.
That ain't love.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
I think especially if you're trading promise rings, you should be doing it and enjoying it at least once a day.
Yeah. And that ring means you promised to give him a blowjob. You didn't read the fine print on the inside of the band.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem doing it. It's just that he wants it constantly.
I know, but hold on a second.
She goes back and forth between this. I'm not into it at all. I'm not into it with him.
He wants it constantly.
And just the way he hounds me, I'm not into it.
And by the way, how old is this guy?
He's 21, which is normal.
He's 21. You're 21. Him wanting it a couple times a week is not wanting it constantly. It feels like it because you don't want it constantly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just want to have, like, conversation. You know, I want to actually talk.
See, this is that.
Want to.
This is that is it him or is it that's what she, a certain kind of contact she needs?
I
can't tell.
I think it's a combination. I think he's, you know, he's your average 21-year-old guy who sort of wants what he wants. And she is not really all that into him and maybe not all that into sex. You think it's just sex you're not into, Abby?
I think so. I mean, I've been with other people and...
You know, people that look at what women want, one of the things that they seem to always come up with is they want meaningful conversation. Okay? Really. They want conversation about things that sort of have emotional content. And they want that more than sex if they'd rather put it on a scale.
Right.
Many women.
Yeah.
And this is a sort of more extreme version of that, I think.
All right, so...
It tends to make sex better, too, if you guys can talk about things, you know, and enjoy each other in other ways. It makes your life
Yeah, better. I guess. I don't know. I just feel sometimes the relationship is, like, what he likes to do, and I just kind of feel wore down, you know?
All right.
Like,
so
breaking my will.
You feel like this guy's steamrolling you a little.
Yeah.
And you're probably a little angry, and that's why you're closing down.
And it may well be that she's just not that into this guy.
And maybe you're not that into him. How long have you been with him? 2 years?
Yeah, a little over 2 years, but we broke up for 6 months.
Why?
Because he decided he wanted to find a girl who would have sex with him every day.
And are you angry at him about that?
You know what? I'm not really, because she was really ugly, so I don't really have an issue with it.
Oh, my God.
I love, you know, no, it's a weird angle to play. Chicks do that all the time. They go, either I'm not mad because she was a pig, or they go, I can't believe he cheated with her. She's ugly.
Yeah.
A guy, you never heard a guy go, yeah, some guy was porking my old lady. Don't worry about it. He's a big fat slob. I don't care. You know, it's like, for a guy, I think it makes it worse when the guy, big, fat, bald, hairy guy banging my old lady.
Oh, no, no. It's
like, no, it was cool. He was ugly. Smelly, sweaty guy, you know. Does that make it okay because
no.
She was ugly?
No.
She can't mean that.
But that is
she's angry.
No, that is that strange competitive thing
Abby,
that I have sometimes.
Yeah.
Aren't you angry? You must be angry at the guy for...
I guess I'm upset that she interrupted our relationship. That's about it. And I'm mad at him for, you know, just going out with her because she would have sex with him whenever he wanted it.
Okay. All right. Well, so, Abby, you got... I think what it is you're a little angry at this guy and there's some unfinished business and you're not really bringing it up.
Well, I try, and he just throws a fit. He's like, well, why does it always have to come and bite me in the butt, blah, blah.
I just don't think there's much of a relationship here.
Break
I really
up.
Don't.
Well, did you guys have a lot of sex before this breakup, or is this just...
I mean, normal amount, like maybe twice a week. Year.
And you liked that then?
Well, yeah, because during that time, we were experimenting a lot.
Yeah, so
you liked it.
Yeah. All right. You're not that into him.
It's not working.
Just break up. Too much crap under the bridge, too. All right, that's it. Break up. And also, I don't know. Tell me what you guys think of this. I'm 37 now. I don't have half of the crappy and weird energy I had when I was 21. At 21, I could have never got past something like this.
Oh no!
I mean, if someone screwed around on me,
yeah.
I could have never forgave and forgot or whatever the tense is. I don't think you can do it at 21 as a guy.
No.
I think you got too much energy.
Too much testosterone coursing through your veins. No way.
Right. Right. You gotta F or fight or get drunk or something. Now I'm just waiting to die.
He's probably a pervert.
Well, she's mad at him. And I don't think
it's a pervert to be wanting sex once a day.
Yeah, well, I think that'll break up.
I'm not young.
Yeah, that ain't that bad.
You get zits if you don't excrete other bodily fluids.
Oh, is that it? Oh, is that what
was.
That pus is?
I think that's what that's.
The semen coming to the surface?
It could be, yeah. Yeah, you guys, Bud, get on your mic there, would you please?
Okay, hello.
What's going nuts. There you go. Justin?
Yeah.
You're 32?
Yeah.
What's up?
Actually, Drew, this is for you.
All right.
I was diagnosed with epididymitis about 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, I had a couple of experiences with blood in my cum. And basically, it still hasn't entirely cleared up. Unlike Abby, I like to come once a day, basically.
You're like Abby's boyfriend.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not Abby. Abby could care less.
Well, exactly. I'm not like Abby at all.
Hold on. Where are you from?
I'm from England.
Oh, okay.
London.
Yeah, see, he sounds like he's affected, but he could have just been gay. I wasn't sure.
Well, I am affected, and I am gay.
Oh, well, see, that's
okay, so you spawn.
Let me tell you something about gay in my sense. Gay trumps all. It trumps black. It trumps Mexican. It trumps all nationalities.
You're gay.
The gay is the first thing I experience. Guy could call in, could have born and raised in Liverpool. I would hear gay if he was gay before I heard the Liverpool.
Gay males only.
Gay males, yeah. I hear gay above all nationalities. I heard a little something, but mainly I heard gay, and I couldn't figure out where the other part was.
I heard London, England.
Damn, I see, Drew, you don't have a good sense like I do.
It's not.
Justin?
Yeah.
All right, so you like to come a lot.
Did you have any sexually transmitted disease history?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Although when they diagnosed me with epididymitis, it was like, I mean, I had to go to the emergency room. It was so severe, and they gave me a shot.
Yeah.
And therefore, I mean, I was never tested, but...
Right. It usually is a result of a sexually transmitted disease. And once the bacteria and inflammation gets going, it's very hard to clear up. Sometimes takes weeks or even months of antibiotic and anti-inflammatories. And on top of that, sometimes medication to help your bladder empty more fully and freely. So the whole area is sort of flushed out, let's say. It's not restricted in any way.
That's not a sexually transmitted disease, is it?
It's a complication of one, yeah.
Oh, it's a complication. But can you get it without it? Can you get an infection?
You can, but it's other bacteria can get up there, yeah.
Justin?
But it's usually because of a lot of activity. often.
Well, they don't.
In our callers, anyway.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
Are you one of these gay guys that just gives the blowjobs, or are you into everything?
You know, it depends.
I see. You're open to everything.
That's not true. There's things I prefer to do.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't sleep around that much. That's why the doctor actually said it needn't be.
It doesn't have to be. No, it does not have to be. But it often is.
Yeah.
And you got to take a long course of antibiotics and a long course of anti-inflammatories.
Because he just gave me, like, 2 weeks' worth and... You know, kind of sent me packing.
No, you need to see a urologist.
Well, that's who I saw, but he could seem to care less.
No, you got to keep... These things can be very difficult to clear up sometimes. You got to keep going back till it's all done.
Okay,
hey Justin.
Yeah?
I got a question for you.
What?
In England, isn't your John Doe Joe Bloggs? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Joe Bloggs, yeah.
Yeah, don't you love that? You know what our John Doe is here? And we find some stiff floating in the river with no idea he's a John Doe or Jane Doe. Over there, it's Joe Bloggs.
Yep.
How do you spell Bloggs?
B-L-O-G-G-S?
I think it's double G, yeah.
I like that. I don't know why. Joe Bloggs. I'd like to be the universal, replace John Doe.
Yeah, there should be some international standard, shouldn't there?
There really should. So, now with all this international news and everything, there wouldn't be confusion. I mean, you'd be looking... Like, if you said, here, Joe Bloggs, some Joe Bloggs was found in the river, we'd be looking for Joe Bloggs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's up there, Justin?
Quickly. So, will it make any difference if I have sex now or if I don't? Or
hard to say. You can have sex, not that you can't. And you might want to wear a condom to sort of keep things... from being irritated, that kind of thing. And again, I sometimes use medicines like Hytrin to help the bladder empty more fully. I use Naprosyn, those kind of anti-inflammatories, and then long course of antibiotics.
Larry?
Hey.
You're 14. Yeah. You're on with the Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
Hi, Long Beach.
Hey, Larry.
Hey. I'm like really nervous right now.
You're 14. That's a little young to be named Larry, isn't it?
I don't know.
Anyone in your family named Larry?
No.
Huh. Yeah, I see a young guy's named Larry.
And they have to start right.
I guess
with that name, right?
I guess they're a new batch of Larrys. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm almost 15, and my voice hasn't changed whatsoever, and I, like, laugh like a girl a lot.
Yeah?
How long should I wait till I go to the doctor and, like, to get testosterone shots or something?
No. You're fine here. That the later puberty correlates with being taller and living longer.
It does?
Longer Johnson.
Yeah. Taller, too?
Yeah, because the growth spurt comes later, yeah.
And why living longer? Because
I don't know.
The clock starts ticking at puberty?
I've just seen that correlation out there.
All right. But you get 6 months or something.
It might be just a statistical thing. But
you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You got a lot of time to go before it's a real serious medical issue.
Blair, I got a suggestion for you. Take the dog out for a walk a little more often, and scream right before, you know, he's ready to, you know. that'll help your vocal cords.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it has something to do with the contractions that you have, and then using your diaphragm, and then you can get a deeper.
Try one of those, Larry. Try.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
But do it when your parents aren't there, because then, you know, you have to hide your magazines and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Larry.
Okay.
You're not masturbating, are you?
No.
All right. Yeah. Well, why don't you give it a try? Yeah, so you can get that rah thing. All right?
Okay.
All right. Good times, everybody.
Thanks.
All right.
He may not have anything to come out yet.
No, he may not.
His adrenal-mediated stuff. The testosterone hasn't really come in yet.
If you gave him a couple shots of testosterone, could you speed that process up? He wouldn't do it, but could you?
Yeah, but you might screw up the whole thing. I mean, you might make him screw up his growth spurt and everything.
But just for kicks, if you wanted to get a kid
into puberty. Yeah, just for fun, yeah, you could do that.
Could you jump start a kid into puberty if he was 13 and a half?
No. You could get the body responding as though, but then it would still be a while before it turned back on by itself.
Emilio?
Yeah, I just had a question for Long Beach DeBostars.
Here they is.
Well, I just, like, wanted to thank you guys, because you guys have completely changed my life, you know? Like, I've had, like, lots of troubles at home, and I'm kind of nervous right now, but, like, your music has really, like, helped me get through these tough times, and then, like, I learned how to play drums, like, after Bud Gaw, you know, the great Bud Gaw right on time, and my mom's going to drive me up to the Inland Invasion on Saturday, like, in an old beat-up Reliant K. Like,
get down.
Yeah, like, we have lawn seats, and, like, I don't know if you guys could hook us up with, like, something better, like, or, like, some passes, because over here, like, radio stations, they just give out, like, backstage passes with a free limo right up there. Like, they don't really deserve it, you know? Like,
what's going on at home for you?
Well, how do you know they don't deserve it?
Because, man, like, it's just a bunch of luck. Like, I've been dedicating, like I don't know. I've seen them at the Speckles Theater at the Warped Tour. Like, I spent all my money on eBay getting, like, their videos and posters and this and that. And
right.
Yeah. What's going on at home that's been so tough?
Well, like, there's lots of, like, domestic abuse. My dad's an alcoholic, and, like we've been, like, neglected a lot because both my parents work, so. Mm.
Is your dad still living at home?
Yeah, but.
Is he off the sauce, or is he still drinking?
Where's my bourbon?
He's still drinking.
Yeah?
Hardcore, because he just got off, like, for 6 months, but he's just right back on it right now, so.
What's he do that he gets off for 6 months?
Well, like, we just made a bet, like he couldn't do it, and, like.
Oh, he got off booze for 6 months?
Yeah.
And he did it for 6 months?
But then, like, I don't know, for some reason, he just goes back and does it again, so.
Well, you should have made it a year.
10 years.
Well, he made it to 6 months, though.
Yeah.
And was he a changed man during that six months?
Like, we got to talking better. Like, we started fixing up my room and stuff. And, like, we just bonded a little bit. But all of a sudden, he just starts again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right. You got a K car. That's even worse than the alcoholism. Yeah. It really is. I'd rather grow up with an alcoholic father than a K car.
Last week, there was my mom was driving on the freeway, and, like, a tire fell out from a truck on the other side of the freeway, and it hit her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so now, like, whenever she drives, it wiggles really badly, and I don't know.
No.
We're just going to, like, try and get up there, but we have lawn seats. And
all right. Yeah, but so how'd you get the lawn seats?
I work, so we bought them down here. And
all right.
That was the last.
And you want Bud and Opie to set you up with something better than that?
If they could, yeah. If
you can make it down to the front of the stage, just run past all the security guards. I'll pull you up on stage.
Yeah. Well, you want to know who I am, so.
Just tell me you're Emilio.
Yeah, I'm be wearing the Sublime T-shirt.
But now you're gonna have 600 Emilios running past security.
Right.
With all Sublime shirts.
Right. All right. About it.
No, that's as good as they can do.
Well, how about him hanging out during the sound check before?
Yeah,
because
I want to be there like at 8 in the morning. So
you get there at 8 in the morning.
Yep.
But Nopi love their fans. Listen, if you can blow a security guard and get backstage, I'll sign a bumper sticker.
Asshole.
Jesus Christ, that's it. His mom drives a K car. His dad's an alcoholic. Come on, you can't do better than that. Something. Come on, we gotta help. We gotta help Emilio out. He's a fan.
We can put Emilio on.
Like my early birthday present too. So.
Yeah, early birthday present.
How old are you, Emilio?
I'm gonna be 17 like next week.
I don't know.
All right. So can we do something? Can we put him on hold? Yeah, like hook them up with something somehow.
Hook them up with something.
Look, yeah, here's what I'm saying. Even if we just put them on hold and blow them off, it sounds cool if you guys go, oh, yeah, any fan,
we'll go to
any
his
fan
house
of ours.
Kick right. his dad's ass.
Right. That's right. Smash the car and kick dad's ass. Long Beach Dub All-Stars are here. Bud and Opie are both here from the band. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll hear something off of the new CD, Wonders of the World, when we come back and take care of business. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bud and Opie are both here from Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Wonders of the World is the name of the CD. We're going to hear something off of that CD real soon. You can find the Long Beach Dub All-Stars and doing the Inland Invasion out here for K-Rock on the 25th. That's this Saturday. Then on the 9th of September, they're in San Diego at the Street Scene. And the 11th, they're at the House of Blues in Anaheim. And the 12th, they're in Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona on the 13th. And the 14th, they're in Ventura. So if you're in any of those cities and you want to catch them, look out for them. Those are the dates, and I'll give them out a little bit later on in the night, too. Mary?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I had a baby about a year ago. And I have had no sex drive since I was probably about 2 months pregnant. And I was wondering, I mean, like, the thought of sex makes me want to throw up.
Interesting. Is this your first baby?
Yes.
Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not.
Well, have you talked to your doctors about this?
Yes, I have. And they say maybe when I stop nursing.
Yeah, that's true. Nursing is part of it. And, usually at the first year it does come back. And if it doesn't, sometimes something as simple as going on the birth control pill can restore it. I mean, these are profound changes your body goes through when you're pregnant. And it can have residual effects, and it's natural enough. It has effect on your brain, and you sometimes need a little assistance with that.
What's your husband doing?
I'm single.
Are you depressed also?
No, actually, I'm probably the happiest I've ever been. I was clinically depressed several years ago.
All right, but it's not part of a depressive syndrome that's causing you to lose your libido. It's that you're just, the hormones just have changed dramatically, right?
Who would you get sex from?
If you could.
Hypothetically,
that's
if you
a good
wanted
question.
Sex,
maybe if there was somebody sort of inspiring her, yeah. She'd feel more like.
Who would the penis be attached to if you were to have sex?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, she prefers detachable.
At this point, I would just like to be able to masturbate, or, you know, just to feel sexy, or
while you're masturbating, or
You know, just to be able to have an orgasm.
I see. Right, simple pleasures.
Yeah.
Well, what about the dad? Where's the dad?
He's around. We're just friends, though.
I see.
You know, we just
you plan.
Work out.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I wish he would find somebody else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a dynamite individual.
A gem. A jewel.
Is he paying you some money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he watches the baby when I work. And, you know, he's a great father. So
Why do you wish he would go away? Or find somebody else.
He's just obsessive, I guess.
He's really into you?
Like, yeah, like he's still wanting to get back together, and I just, you know, he's... we come from different backgrounds, I guess, and I have different wants and needs in my life, and, you know, he's okay with...
That's nonsense, by the way.
Wait, he's okay with what?
With just where he's at, you know? I mean,
he doesn't work.
He's lazy?
Yeah.
There's no count. Is he into, does he smoke a lot of weed?
Yeah.
He does drugs,
and I can't stand drugs.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, you got the drug addict watching the kid all day.
Yeah, it's good
fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic.
And you know the
probably
child...
smoke the kid or sell, trade it for a dime bag
careful,
or something.
Careful, the child's about a 50% chance of inheriting that genetic potential, so...
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
All right.
All right. What if he cleaned himself up? Would you want him?
No. No, he supposedly has cleaned himself up, and I think I for the most part believe him. As far as I know, he still drinks occasionally, but I don't think he's doing drugs. But
Did you have a family member? Did you have a family member that kept messing up or something?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
Why so anti-drug?
Well, so anti-giving people a chance to get well.
Because I had dated someone for like 3 years, and I had a codependency with someone who did drugs and would say they got better and didn't get better. And
you don't have a parent who's an alcoholic.
No, actually, my mom's a drug counselor.
So she was an alcoholic at one time.
No. She's an LCSW.
What about your dad?
Nope, doesn't drink. They're grandparents. My grandparents were alcoholics, and
Well, close enough.
Well, marijuana isn't a drug. It's a plant. I think alcohol is a drug, and there's, you know, other drugs, but marijuana is a plant. So.
That's right. That's right. Isn't alcohol a grain in that case?
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I was wondering, Dr.
It all was something.
What's that, Mary?
Coke's just a weed.
Yeah, Coke is. It's a coca leaf. That's
it's
all.
Just
it's
a leaf.
It's an alkalized leaf.
Listen, Coke's just a leaf, and
poppy?
Booze is just a grain.
Opium is just from a poppy flower.
All right.
What's that, Mary?
I had had a suspicion.
Bullets is just an ore that is mined from the earth. I mean, it's all natural.
What's that, Mary?
I had had a cesarean section and a pretty traumatic birth, and I was wondering if that might be affecting it, too.
Yeah, might be. It all figures in, but I think you
need to find a guy you're into.
Yeah, also, I think you need to go on some birth control pills. Sometimes that really turns things back on again. After, it's like your system's been saturated with hormones, and it's taken a while for it to turn back on.
How about kickstarting yourself by getting out the old vibrator and really seeing what you can stir up downstairs?
It's not working. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, you're not focusing, sweetness.
No, it's like someone being on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor drug. This is how they get. Sex looks like, to a woman, looks like weird. It's like, oh.
Listen, I've had that. I think we all have. I think I speak for Bud and Opie when I say that we've all had that drunken, not tonight with myself thing. But you grit your teeth and you curl your toes and you really bear down and you squeeze one out, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's chafed.
That's right. Your penis may not want to cooperate, but that doesn't matter because the hand rules. You know what I'm talking about?
Don't they have, like, what's that? Not Vicodin, but for old men that can't get it up.
Viagra?
Viagra, yeah. I mean, does that work for women, too?
It's being studied. It doesn't work as well. Again, for men, it just gives them erection. Doesn't give them arousal.
Oh, I see.
She's not getting the orgasm.
Yeah, but you're walking around with a rock-hard boner. Eventually, you're going
to
get aroused.
They cross that stuff with ecstasy or something like that.
Yeah. It's just a plant. That ecstasy is just made... It's just derivative from a leaf, isn't it? Matt?
Yes, sir.
You're on tonight with Dr. Bud. What's up?
Hey, I got more of a dilemma than a question. It's, I guess for about 6 years now, on and off, I can't get an erection. And I kind of did the math, and I figured out that it was the same time that I was on Accutane that I couldn't get an erection. I'm sure you're familiar with that, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, well, actually, usually... Oftentimes, not usually, but oftentimes guys report a higher sex drive on Accutane. How much were you taking?
It's on the max dose, and I take it 6 months on, six months off.
Okay.
I mean, and when I'm off it, I go back to super ugly. I mean, I can't get laid for nothing.
Because of your skin?
Because of my skin.
So you're never really resolving. It's never getting better.
No, it's not getting better. There's no way around it. I have to take this if I want to look good at all.
Hmm. But if I want to get...
Yeah, what is it from?
Acne. It's for acne.
I mean, what's the Accutane for?
He should, don't take that. You should try some kind of, other than Western medicine, try like a herbologist.
Yeah, that doesn't get rid of zits, though, does it?
Does? Yeah, it does.
Did you try it?
Not for zits, but for skin problems and stuff like that. Chinese herbs, they work a lot.
Yeah, like acupuncture.
What'd you try, Matt?
Put the pin right in the zit and drain it.
Yeah.
What'd you try, Matt?
That's the maximum I've tried. I even tried that infomercial stuff.
So you've tried everything.
I've tried everything.
And the only thing that works is Accutane.
Only thing that works is Accutane.
Yeah, that's sort of typical.
All right, so what should he do? I mean, maybe he should get on some Viagra. No,
he's got to make a choice. I mean, it's
get laid or
yeah. What about lower dose of Accutane chronically? You got to work with someone on this on how to dose it up, and you got to talk to them about the side effects you're having. Do you get depressed when you're on it?
No.
Do you just get this one thing? You lose your sex drive.
Oh, I have a sex drive. It's just when it comes down to the line,
can't get an erection.
Can't get an erection. Yeah, Viagra.
Go see an iridologist. Get some acupuncture.
Do you have? You got a girlfriend? No,
because I'm off Accutane right now.
You really? Man, women will go out with a guy with a couple of zits, won't they?
Girls straight up tell me, I did not go out with you because you look so bad.
Really?
It gets that active
it's
when you...
Oh, it's extremely. I mean, painful type.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, kick your dad in the nuts next time you see him.
Yeah.
That's some bad genes right there.
Bad genes, both parents.
Your dad have zits?
Dad and mom, very, very bad.
Yeah. You get them on your back?
back, ass, you name it, I got it.
Nice. Hold on. Let me close my eyes and picture that ass one. You know, I get a doozy on my back once in a while.
On your back?
Yeah. There's nothing more gratifying than standing in front of the mirror looking at your gray beard coming in and trying to squeeze a zit on your back. It's like, come on, God, one or the other. Am I old or am I young? Which is it? I'm not going with the gray and the zit. One or the other, in or out. What's it going to be? And it's the zit's always in a place. I don't know how it is, but there's that little devil's triangle that's right around your, what is it, your scapula?
Yeah.
That's right here. It's like, if you go backside, you can get your arm to a certain point. And then if you try to go reach around and go over the top, you can reach to a certain point. But there's a little, like, 2x2 area you can't get to on your back. That's where the zit is. The one you can't get, that area you can't get to. How does that work? What would be so bad about, how come I never got a zit on my foot my entire goddamn life?
Wrong kind of skin.
What's so different between, no, you know why I don't get one on my foot? Because my shoe would cover it. I need a zit where people can see it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you do. What kind of plan is that? The big zit on the back that you can't reach to, the one on your nose, your forehead that everyone's staring at. Why not a zit? How come no zit on the front?
Well, you can get them here.
You can, but you don't. And what's the big difference between the skin on the front and the skin on the back? I really think it's on the back because you can't get there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, God.
How about a nice zit on my knee that I could just go at with a pair of pliers and a steak knife? How about that one on the back I can never get to? What is that? And what's so different about the skin on the front?
Oh, you get them in the front.
You can, but you just don't.
No, some guys get lots of them in the front.
Some guys
do. And none
do.
On the back.
Okay. Is this the majority of guys? No, this is a very small percentage of guys. I want to know, why do the majority get them on the back? I'm not asking, does it ever happen?
I don't think anybody knows the answer to that.
All right. Well, you find out. We're going to take a break. Long Beach Dub All-Stars here tonight. When we come back, we'll speak to Brittany, who's 17. Wants to know our feelings on one-night stands, and we'll tell her about that after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. But no, we are here from Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. We're going to hear something off the new CD, which is not out yet. It'll be out September 11th. Wonders of the World is the name of the CD, and what we'll do is I think we'll speak to Brittany, and then we'll hear Sunny Hours, the new song off of Wonders of the World. Brittany?
Hello? Oh, hello.
Hey. What's up there, sunshine? You're 17 years old.
Yeah. Just a few minutes ago, my friends and I were all discussing the fact that we've all had between 2 and 5 one-night stands in the past month. And we can't really figure out why.
What does one-night stand mean?
Like, I had sex with one guy one night, and I haven't seen him since. He was a good friend of mine, but now he doesn't talk to me at all. And then I had sex with another guy when I was out of town, and I haven't seen him. He called me a few times, but I haven't seen him. And then my friends have been doing, the same thing.
Right.
And it's kind of like a contest now. And it's,
oh, really?
What do you get out of it?
Where were these competitions when I was in high school? Hey, you know what the competition was when I was in high school? Let's see who can go the longest without blowing Adam. That was a game that went around. They all won. Everyone's a winner.
It set quite a record.
And it was a 1,500-way tie between everyone who lived in North Hollywood.
And then you and your friends, in the meantime, were carrying on a contest to just see who could go the longest without masturbating.
Well, that was later on in life.
Oh, I see. Once you'd matured.
I came in very early.
Yeah. Brittany, what do you get out of this?
I don't know. My friends, two girls who I'm doing this with, they've never really had an actual relationship in their entire lives, and they think that they get something out of it that way. But me, I just enjoy physical contact, I guess.
But you both guys mentioned how you understood their one night stands, and yet you're sort of surprised that they haven't called you. They haven't gotten back to you. The guys did their thing, and they were done. That was it. That's how men work.
Right.
So why are you surprised that they would not call you or not?
No, not really that. It was that they didn't surprise me, but me doing this surprises me more than anything.
Because you want something more.
I guess. The first guy, he was actually a good friend of mine before that, and now he doesn't even speak to me.
Yeah, what's up? my attitude is if I'm single and I have sex with somebody and I enjoy it, I'm looking for a second helping, or at least getting drunk and calling at some point in that later in the week. You know, how come this best friend of yours, or this good friend of yours, is not called back for a little second helping?
I have no idea.
Maybe he's weirded out.
He probably has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He called me the day or a day or two after that we had sex, because I had gotten grounded after that for a whole nother reason. And he called me and he just said, you know, like, it was, we shouldn't have done that because we were both intoxicated, like, at that time.
All right, so he's saying that the friendship is on shaky grounds now. I'm freaked out.
Wait a minute. Are you a big gal, Brittany?
I'm tall. I'm 5'11".
Yeah? Not wide, though, huh?
No, not really.
You're fat.
Drew, please. I just wonder why, what's up with this guy? We're too good of friends. We were drunk. We shouldn't have done that.
Maybe he's gay.
Is he gay?
I don't know. He hangs out with lots of guys. He lives with four other guys, and they do have some weird jokes going. Like, I don't know what's going on with those guys.
Dude, you're so gay.
Something's off with this guy. He could have been fagging off with himself. I've been known to do that. All right, so, Brittany, if you want to do it, do it. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Okay.
But I think...
Here's what's
what we've learned from doing this show, that young ladies who carry on this way for too long don't feel too good about themselves eventually.
Right. And that usually you're looking for something a little more. And what you got to figure out is what do you want from a relationship and get that. Most women find this unsatisfying.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Bud, you let some gas go or something? What?
No, that was
my stomach.
Oh, that was your stomach?
Yeah.
Actually,
Jesus Christ,
Drew. Isn't that wild?
The second guy said I was the best he ever had.
Really?
Yes.
And then what?
Only.
What's up? Yeah, you popped his cherry too, right?
No.
And why doesn't he want second helping?
Well, I was out of town at the time, and we live like 4 hours apart.
Best you ever had. I'd make that drive if I was him. What's up with guys, by the way, that they can be so sort of casual and laissez-faire about the sex these days? I mean, when I was 17, 18, if I found someone who was the best I ever had, I was on top of that. I was trying to keep that going.
It was better than drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. What? It's like, yeah, you were great. Anyway, I'm going to go back across the street and whack off, watch some TV. What is this? What's going on? All right. We're going to hear something from the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. You queued up there, Anderson. This one is called Sunny Hours.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, Love Line, everybody. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Opie and Bud are both here from the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. We will hear some more off of Wonders of the World, the new CD, out September 11th. And I'll give you those dates where you can find them around the country in just a couple of few. We'll take some phone calls. And were you going to talk to Amy? Or did I sell her?
Nope.
Let's take a question for the guys.
All right.
Talk to Dank.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, you're 19.
Hey.
How's it going, Adam? The Man Show kills me, man.
Oh. It's
got to be the greatest show on TV.
Why, thank you.
South Park's pretty decent, though, too.
Yeah.
But, actually, I called to talk to the Dub All-Stars.
How weird is it we were just talking about South Park 2 seconds.
What are we going to be on the Man Show, drinking beer?
Next season.
Okay.
Start filming in January. There you go. Hey, Dank?
Yo.
You got a question for the guys?
Yeah, actually, I had a couple of questions, actually. I was wondering when you guys, if ever you're coming back to good old Sacramento, that you're ripped with the rest of us up north.
Good old Excremento.
Yes, sir.
see, we will be playing close to there for the smokeout.
San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
Frisco, what date's that?
I believe...
We're looking back to the management.
13th.
October
13th?
October
13th, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, sorry I wasn't able to catch the Warped Tour, guys, but work caught me that day.
Oh, well, that's
I definitely got to catch you, because I hear you guys play a lot of good old Sublime at your set.
Yeah, we play some Sublime songs, too.
How much influence do you think Sublime had over your album?
Well, considering that me and Eric were in Sublime.
Oh, of course. I mean, of course you guys were in Sublime, but I'm just saying, like, do you guys... just try to steer away from some of their stuff, or do you just like try to embrace a lot of it?
If you hear the songs, you'll hear certain influences.
Yeah, that's great. And I mean, I don't know, I've always been a diehard Sublime fan, but I just picked up your guys' album a couple of years back and really enjoyed that too.
Right on.
So that Right Back album, that was some good stuff.
Thank you.
And my final question is just how can I pick up, like, let's see, the 40 ounces CD that never really got released? Yeah, they had all the, like, all the songs.
Oh, the pre Musician Cemetery of America release, the actual Skunk Records one.
Yeah.
Your best bet is to find it on eBay because it is no longer printed because it's owned by MCA.
Hey, Dank.
Yo.
I just got word that they're going to be in San Francisco September 15th.
September 15th. That a boy,
yeah,
Adam.
Yeah, and the 13th of October. I'm guessing. Both dates?
I'll probably have to catch them both.
Well, good. Go do that. And you know what? Dank, don't take this the wrong way, but you sound like the kind of guy who could hang out in Frisco from September 15th to October 13th and probably not get fired from whatever gig you got. They'll probably let you right back into the surf shop or whatever.
Two joints about what I'm trying to get into.
There you go. All right, so we'll see you at the dates.
Sounds good.
Take care of yourself.
Peace.
Peace out. Peace out. Peace out.
Peace out.
That's what I should have yelled at my grandma today. She just kept yelling, peace out.
Instead of good times?
Yeah, instead of good times. Is, who, wait a minute, who does the smoke out? Is that
Cypress Hill.
Is that Cypress Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going all over? Are they going all over
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, we're going worldwide.
Because, well, at least, I mean, Be Real's always come on the show and, like, Bobo and talked about doing the smoke out here.
Yeah.
We never talked about doing it in San Francisco,
no.
Or at least they didn't.
It's a tour now.
Oh, they're touring.
It's a tour, yeah.
Wow. Well, smart. What the hell? All right, let's talk to Amy, who's 16. Amy?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, how do you know if you've had an orgasm?
Well, how do I know?
Like,
my maid usually is the one who tells me.
Dr. Drew.
I swear to Christ, I have to beat my maid home. Do you realize that?
I beg your pardon.
I know this sounds pathetic, but I, you know, soil a few items during the course of the week.
Yeah.
And I leave them strewn about. And my maid comes at 5 o'clock on Monday, and she's got the keys to my house. And I'm not around sometimes. And sometimes when I'm out at 4:45, I look at my watch, and I have to hustle back because I got to beat her to the hamper. She must wonder why I'm doing a load of laundry every time she shows up at my house.
If I were you, I'd be damn proud.
Would you? I don't know.
You sound like that little kid that had to run home.
The Loneliest Runner, Michael Landon,
yeah.
The TV movie of the week.
Because he peed the bed. And
that's right. That's the second time that reference has come on. You got to give me some credit for knowing what you're talking about, right?
I didn't know the actual name yet. Yeah, I give you credit on that one.
Adam watches it once a week and sits in front of the TV and cries.
I cry. I weep.
So how much did you sell the rights to that movie for?
I did used to wet the bed when I was a kid.
So I
identified with him. But who came on this show 3 weeks ago and brought that exact...
It was a long time ago, I think.
No. It was, what's his name from BattleBots, I think, who brought that up,
maybe.
If you recall.
I think if you drink enough that Australian beer...
Right.
What's it called? Lucky Lager? Or no, wait, what's it called?
Foster's.
Right.
Yeah, you'll pee the bed.
Oh, really?
For sure.
All right. I don't need any tips. I do it on my own. I drink stream water. I wet the bed.
So, Amy, you're wetting the bed. Is that what we're getting here?
Amy, what are we talking about?
If you have to wonder whether you've had an orgasm, we generally have found that you haven't had one.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that that old joke or whatever at the Rolls-Royce dealership. If you have to ask how much, you can't afford it kind of thing. So, yeah, if you have to ask, you didn't have one.
Well, and I've had, like, a guy go down on me, and I just, it didn't, like, amuse me, you know?
You didn't like it.
I thought it would have felt better, honestly.
Do you masturbate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Silly question.
Do you have an orgasm doing that?
I think I did, but...
You don't know.
Feel good?
Yeah.
One time you did.
I think... Maybe more. I'm just not sure.
All right, but let's try to define an orgasm for a woman, because as a guy, it's pretty easy math to do, but for a woman, it can be a little confusing because
they're
a byproduct. Wouldn't you say, like, I would describe it this way. There's a good feeling that feels better up until a point, and then you want to stop.
But the better usually kind of takes off by itself
right.
at a certain point. It has a series of rhythmic contractions associated with that, and then they stop.
And then
everything's uncomfortable after that.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Right. So that should happen.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be asking. You should know. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go with no on the orgasm. Brent?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Correct.
What's up?
Well, here's the deal. While I was out at camp, I met this one girl. It's been about a year, and I lived in California. She lived out here in Colorado. Just now, I moved up here because I'm going to college, and she's 14.
What were you doing at camp?
It was like a kind of a religious kind of camp place.
Nice. What were you doing at 17 with a 13-year-old?
Actually, what it is the camp kind of everybody's really close. It's all friends, you know. It's a real close camp. Everybody goes out there. I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, but it's a 13-year-old you're dealing with here.
Well, you are an asshole.
Yeah. They're all close.
It was like the best friends kind of deal.
Oh, well, I know. Camp rape a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Indian fried.
I wish, but no.
Begged my parents to go there when I was in high school.
Oh, I see. No, it's not like it's. It's hard to explain.
Hey, Brent, I'm not asking what you did there, what the camp was about. I'm saying, what the hell were you doing scrambling with a 13-year-old when you're 17?
We made lanyards and God's eyes. There was a lot of canoeing.
What it is it's a.
No, I don't want to know what the camp is. I want to know. Oh, my God.
Well, Drew, we're very close. It's a lot of good people having a good time. So, why were you doing the statutory rape thing? We all got together.
It's hard to explain. It was a close. People were really close.
We did this thing where we roasted marshmallows and we put it between graham crackers and with just a sliver of chocolate in. But it's called s'mores. All right, so you want to keep banging away?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Drew.
Brent.
All right.
What were you doing with a 13-year-old when you were 17? In what world did you think that was okay? Don't answer that. What made you think that was okay?
Okay, it has nothing to do with the relationship at this point. What it is we are really good friends. And at the end of camp, she got my number and called me. And at the point that I came over here, she asked if I would be her boyfriend.
What city does she live in?
She lives about an hour away from where I'm living now, because right now I'm going to college in Colorado.
What does that mean, boyfriend?
I'm pretty sure it's just going out on dates with her. And
okay.
Did
you have any physical contact with her?
No.
Okay.
I mean, besides hugs and things like that.
Right.
And you have no plans for anything more.
But here's the question. You're in college.
Right.
You really want to date a ninth grader when you're in college?
Junior high school?
Who lives an hour away?
The thing that I'm trying to figure out with is she's a really nice girl and things like that. What I'm trying to figure out would something like this last until, like, 4 years down the road? Would something like this be able to last 4 years down the road?
You should hope not.
Yeah,
because there goes your whole college, coincidentally.
Right.
I got an answer for you.
The college that I am going to is not a big school. I mean, the college I'm going to is a strict business school. There's three girls in the college opposed to, like, 300 guys.
He's an idiot.
All right. Okay, Bud has an answer. Go ahead.
That's why
Leif Garrett wrote this song. It was called Call Me When You Get a Little Older.
That's right. I remember that. Call me. Yeah, I remember that one.
Remember that guy? He was a skateboarder.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw the behind the music. Crash a car, paralyze his hippie buddy.
Got it.
Got a little radio.
Yeah, we just wonder why you would be this obsessed with somebody who's in a different place in life. And even if you were talking about another 18-year-old and saying, should I hang on for 4 more years, we'd say no.
Right.
Because it just doesn't work out. Just,
well, look, here's the deal. Whenever an 18-year-old guy is talking about long-distance love with a 14-year-old, what he's really saying is, I cannot get laid.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yes.
I mean, if there were chicks in his vicinity that he was dating and screwing and having a good time with, he would not think for a second. This sounds like a good plan when you're a desperate man. This is the act of a desperate man. Brent?
Yeah.
You're going to have to find some townies to have sex with then if there's nobody in your college. But don't waste your time with this project.
It's not really that. It's just that she's a really great friend.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be...
But Brent, you don't get any ladies your age, right?
Yes, I do, actually.
You do?
About last month.
Actually. You do? All right, yeah. What happened there?
It was about a three-month relationship.
All right, that's where you should keep your focus on folks your own age.
Yeah, and how many
that
more
live in town?
How many more friends do you need?
Or move to Utah?
You got good friends,
well,
around.
I'm in Colorado, and I've only been here a week.
All right, you'll get some
Utah's
good friends.
Close.
Make friends.
You'll get some friends.
Make friends and hang out there.
Make sure they're over 14.
Listen, I understand that project. No guy likes to kiss a girl off. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I understand that instinct in a bizarre way. Maybe I'm revealing too much about myself, but... You know what I'm talking about?
Looking at his watch, thinking...
You mean give up some of the
potential?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're a guy who's not getting a ton of chicks, and there's a chick that's into you, it's hard to blow her off, no matter how old she is or where she... If she lives too far away or she's too young or whatever it is, it's hard just to start cutting them out.
Yeah.
When you don't have much to choose from in your own age range.
Well, you got nothing.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
And then he's got to find something. Okay. Vicky?
Yeah.
You're 45?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, this question's for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I have been diagnosed with adenomyosis.
Mm-hmm.
And sex is really painful.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I had been with up until about June was huge. Now, is that why it hurts? I mean, because I love sex.
His penis was huge?
Yeah, really big.
How big was it, you think?
Probably 9 inches and almost as big around as a Coke can.
Oh,
wow.
Oof.
And like,
damn, bitch.
I love sex, and I used to be a sex addict. I mean, I'm crazy about sex, and I want to have sex, but they want to give me a hysterectomy, and you know.
Yeah, so I understand what you're asking. Adenomyosis is they're worried about you getting uterine cancer, right?
That was not something they said to me. Is that some? What do you know about adenomyosis?
Well, if they're worrying about, if they're telling you to hysterectomy,
they're worried about cancer.
It might be.
Just all these different problems I've had in the past. Endometriosis, cysts.
Were you sexually abused when you were growing up?
No, not at all.
Are you crazy?
Probably, because I love sex. And listening to your guys' show makes me think, you know, something was weird when I was little because I have been a sex addict most of my life.
Well, why don't you get treatment for that?
I am. I go to counselor all the time.
Okay. All right.
Monthly.
All right. And so what's the question for us exactly? You've been told you have a diagnosis for this problem with the uterine lining, and you've got...
You need a smaller penis?
I guess, but that doesn't please me.
Okay. So. I was going to set you up, but forget it.
Oh.
Forget it now, that attitude. You're off the list.
I'm at the point where I'm asking guys what size you are, and then I find out I have this, and it's painful, so... Can I have sex? I was wondering if Dr. Drew knew anything about adenomyosis.
Not much. I've seen them take the hysterectomy, but...
You've what?
I've seen people get hysterectomies
Would that be the source of the pain, you think?
It could be.
I don't know.
It could be the endometriosis. It could be the adenomyosis.
What do you do for a living, Vicky?
The endometriosis is gone. I'm a counselor. Family counselor.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been through lots of therapy and schooling for counseling and...
You got any kids?
I have a 20-year-old beautiful daughter. She's really together. She knows everything about sex.
Wow. She get the horny gene?
Yes.
She out in L.A.?
Tucson.
Yeah, Yeah, all right. Not worth it.
We're going to be playing a show out there pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
They're going to be out there on the 13th of September.
Excellent.
I'm to send your daughter out to the show.
Yeah, she loves you guys.
We got an array of sizes, too.
Yeah. They'll find one that fits.
So
yeah, they're like a socket set, the band. If the 5/8 is too big, you go down to the 1/2 inch. You just keep moving. They're all different size.
You ever see the seal show at Marineland, you know, where the seal goes up and plays the horns? He bounces his nose.
All the different sizes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm curious why you're not proceeding with some treatment for this. You have pain. You have a diagnosis.
Yeah, 5 different doctors have said to get a hysterectomy.
Right. Why aren't you doing that?
Well, I looked on the internet, and there's a HERS Foundation that says 98% of the people that are supposed to get hysterectomies don't after they talk to them.
Zip it, you nag!
All right, so I would be listened.
5 different doctors told her to get a hysterectomy. She's looking for a 6th opinion.
They're pretty much doing... hysterectomies are because there's a cancer risk. That's why we'd advise those typically.
But is it just me or is Vicky sound almost insane? Is she kind of nutty? Is she a little cuckoo? And what is this? What is this curse that all women that are really into sex are sort of nuts? Like, can't a sane chick just be really into sex? Do you know what I'm talking about? What is that?
Don't know.
There's plenty of sane guys who are really into sex. Every time we talk to a chick who says she's really into sex, she just sounds nuts. Like it's just sort of just batty nuts. What is that? Why? Why? And why is she like that big penis? And it said on the screen it pointed a weird direction too. And did the guys
covered it?
It pointed a strange direction.
Uh huh.
The penis?
No.
No, it didn't. Perfect. Okay, says it pointed down. All right, you good?
I'm good.
All right, good times. Go get that hysterectomy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless cancer is something you really want to look forward to.
What do they take out with that? The uterus?
And the ovaries and the tubes.
Yeah.
So you can still have sex.
And listen, I want you to send that to us, okay?
The uterus?
Yeah, because I don't trust you. I want proof. You understand?
And then I'll come look you up, right?
That's right.
Because you're so big, right?
Yeah. That's right. We'll keep the lights off. I'll go grab a softball. And we'll have a good time. All right, let's talk to Tony, who's 15. Tony?
Hey.
Hey.
Since like about 12 or 13, I found out about masturbating. Yeah. And I've been doing it about every day ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And when I masturbated, I didn't really like go down like the whole thing. I just like mostly stayed at the tip. And I've been doing that ever since I was 12 and like... After puberty started, like, I noticed that the head wasn't growing.
Uh-huh.
But, like...
He wore it down like a #2 pencil.
Uh-huh.
You see?
You eroded it. You wore it down like how an Indian makes a arrow.
Kind of like that.
Makes an arrowhead. It's just...
That's chipping. This is...
Oh, it's more like how the Colorado caused the Grand Canyon.
That's right.
Just
that's
a constant erosion. Running and erosion.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Interesting. That could happen. Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, what should I do about it? And I also noticed, like the head on top of my body, it's, like, not as big as, like, it should be.
Is that from thinking too much and scratching your head?
Oh, boy. We're 2 in a row here.
The head on top of your, the one that's on your shoulders?
Yeah, the ones, it's not as big as it should be also.
Yeah. It sounds small.
It's kind of, like, freaking me out.
Do you have other obsessive thoughts?
No.
Do you have to go through rituals, hand washing, anything like that?
No,
like flick light switches on and off.
Did you ever think that maybe your body was just too big for your penis in your head? You know what I mean? Let's flip the math around.
Well, it's like, when it's erect, you can like kind of tell, like it'll have like, or not like a scar, but like it'll like, you can tell from the part where it's like, because mm-hmm. like the rest of the penis is like grown.
Mm-hmm.
Except just like at the tip.
This will happen. I, for instance, my asshole is constantly open from farting too much when I was young. It just never closed. It can happen. Things can stick. And one nostril's wider from picking. So, you know, I drive. I'm left. I drive a stick, so my right hand's on the stick, but my left finger goes up my left nostril. And that one's enlarged. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Look, you don't really believe this, do you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean it's freaking you out? What are you feeling?
Like, I'm like, what should I do about, like,
nothing.
Penis?
Yeah, relax. That's what you should do. That's why I'm wondering, are you anxious about other things? Are you having other kinds of obsessive thoughts,
no,
preoccupations?
It, like, freaks me out, because, like, what about when I have sex? Like,
you'll be fine.
All right. Fine.
It's better. Easier access.
Get one of them suction devices. That might help.
Yeah, and keep it on. That's what I do.
Yeah, penis pump.
But just leave the pump on. I just pull the hose apparatus off, and all of a sudden I got a 2 inches of width there. All right, Tony.
All right.
Do you smoke a lot of weed?
No, I don't do any drugs.
No drugs?
No.
Really? Anyone ever tell you to get on any medication or anything?
I have ADHD.
All right.
Are you on anything for that?
I used to be.
Maybe you should get back on that stuff.
Yeah, sounds more OCD type stuff.
All right.
All right.
Tony, don't do too much thinking. All right?
All right.
I want you to ignore most thoughts you have.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right. I want you to focus on the basics of life, like I'm on fire, I should roll around on the ground. You know, if that's okay. You know, breathing,
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, certain things like when you're riding your bike and stuff. But all that sort of extraneous thought kind of stuff about the size of your penis and that kind of your head and your head on your shoulders. I don't think about that anymore, all right?
All right.
All right. You watch TV, okay?
I do plenty of that.
Okay. I'd like to see more of that.
Weird energy night.
Yeah. Obi and Butter both here from the Long Beach Cub All-Stars. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back.
Be Real.
And from this Bobo.
From Cypress Hill.
And you're listening to The Love Lots.
With Adam Carolla.
Nothing new.
Those guys were particularly high that night, weren't they?
No, they're always that high.
No, that was that night that I thought Bobo's eyes were like going to fall out of his head.
Bobo was like so high that his lower eyelid was above his upper eyelid.
Like a shark.
So high.
Yeah. It's like a lot of guys squint when they're high, but it takes a really good buzz to have your eye almost turn inside out. It's the lower part, like when you're pouting, what your lower lip does to your upper lip. They're doing the smoke out, which that's where you can find Long Beach Dub All Stars on the 15th. The smoke out. What the hell is the smoke out on the 13th? Of October? Right, that's in San Francisco. 15th, you can find them in Frisco. As well, we'll hear something off Wonders of the World, which is the name of the new CD, which is out on the 11th. But nope, you're both here from the band, by the way. Take a call, and then we'll hear a song. Trista?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I actually have a question for the Long Beach Dub All Stars. Like Sublime and your guys' music is really like immensely sentimental to me and spiritual and like I was just wondering the death of Bradley, like how did that affect you guys and like how did it wanna like did it make you wanna like keep living on like and like keep like doing the music or like how was that how did that affect you guys?
What has it been, by the way? 4.5, 5 years? 5 years?
What?
How long has it been?
Has it been that long?
Wow.
Yeah,
Six years?
No.
Five years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
95. Was it
95? Yeah.
Well, 6 years then.
No, it was 96.
5 years?
It was 96. Yeah.
All right.
5 years.
Anyway.
I'm getting confused.
Go ahead. Trista? Yeah.
Okay. What was that?
Someone's going to answer your question. It's not going to be me.
Oh, well, yeah, we got to keep moving on. You know, things happen, and you just gotta, you know, keep on moving on. You know, no matter what it is, definitely, you know, tragedies affect people's lives. But if you just give up and quit, then you're just as dead as they are.
Well, what initially was the plan? I mean, was there ever a plan? Just to this is it? I mean, no more music for us, or?
Yeah, it was heavy depression and grievance over a loved one. So it was like, you know, career stopped, life stopped.
And what was that? Were you guys in the middle of a tour when he passed away? Or
yeah.
Where were you at? You weren't in the studio, you were like on the road, right?
We were on the road and finishing up our North American tour. getting ready to do a European tour shortly thereafter. Things were just starting to take off.
I mean, did he pass away in New York?
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. But in a hotel on the on the road, right?
Yeah.
So it's all of a sudden, it's like you're going from when we're going to be in Europe to everyone's going home, basically, right?
Yeah.
How's his kid doing?
He's doing good. He's getting big.
Yeah, because he's, I guess, six now,
he's
right?
Six.
All right. Hey, Trista?
Yeah?
Is that enough answer for you?
Yeah, that's cool. I totally just, like, want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And like I said, it's really, really spiritual and sentimental to me, and I'm totally, like, loving it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. See you at the shows.
Yeah, definitely.
Take care of yourself, Trista.
Thanks.
All right. Let's hear something from the Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
What did he have queued up there?
Luke.
It's got Luke. You want to hear Luke?
Luke.
You all right with that? Opie?
I don't know, man.
What do you want to hear?
Oh, Luke's okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
How about if we listen to Luke?
Don't. Not if you're going to pout. I mean, pick a song.
What do you think about listening to Luke?
All right.
All right, let's do that.
I'm going to pull my bottom eyelid over my top eyelid.
Yeah, can we do that?
Go ahead. This is... And I'm going to... Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to pull my scrotum sack up over my belly button.
It's the elastic scrotum.
All right. This is Luke. Another good one from Long Beach Dub All-Stars off Wonders of the World, which is coming out on the 11th of September. So just about 2 weeks away, kiddies. Go out there and get one. Let's take one more call before we go to break here. Sarah?
Hi.
16, yeah. What's up?
Well, okay. I have big boobs.
Oh, thank God. Finally.
And I'm 16, and they kind of, like, dribble.
They dribble?
Yeah.
Something just came out of my penis, if it's any consolation. Yeah. So, we're even now. How what size are they? It's very important.
Almost D.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Yeah.
And, how big's the rest of you?
I'm kind of thin.
Ooh. This is my, this is really my Achilles heel. That, you know what drives, you know, I met a girl once, and, I was just, like, talking to her over the phone, and she was like, and she was real straight about it, but she goes, you know, I have trouble finding, like, formal wear because I'm really sort of slender at the bottom, but I'm big up top, and it's hard to find a dress that's made for a woman that's, you know, very small or petite around the bottom but very large up top. And I was like, I was going insane. I love that kind of talk. Yeah, so you're, how tall are you?
I'm, like, 5'6".
5'6", slender with the D's.
Yeah.
No. Man. You got a boyfriend?
Actually, no, I don't.
Good. No one deserves you. Nobody. Do guys go nuts over you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do?
Yeah, they always stare at my tits.
Yeah. Hey, but you know it. Now, do you not like that, or does it feel like you have power over them?
Well, it's like, cool, but, like, if they're really ugly guys, and it's just like, ew, get away from me, you pervert.
Yeah. That's great about chicks. Like, if the fat guy's checking them out, it's like, oh, you pig, please, you're disgusting. When the good-looking guy checks them out, it's like, oh, yeah, it's such a compliment. Oh, it's, life is so cruel. All right, so what are they doing? They got stuff coming out of them?
Are you on any medication, Sarah?
No, I'm not.
Is there any chance you're pregnant?
No.
And are they irritated a lot? The nipples irritated?
No, not really.
Because sometimes just actually the rubbing, like for your bra, if you're athletic, that kind of thing can sometimes stimulate milk production or milk release.
You been on a trampoline lately?
No, not really.
And then
I got to get her on one.
And then probably what you ought to do is talk to your doctor, because there are certain endocrinologic gland problems, like thyroid problems, prolactin-secreting tumors, these kinds of things that can cause that. It's probably nothing, but it's worth getting it looked into. Have your periods been normal?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah. Hey, let's not talk about our periods. Come on, man. You a virgin?
Yes, I am. I keep my legs closed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'd like that. Could you wait for me?
Yeah.
Another, 16?
Yeah.
Say another 5 hours? Were you in La Cunada?
Yeah.
Nah, I could get there by 12:35, 12:40. I'm familiar with the area, you know. I used to live in La Crescenta.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is kind
no,
of...
No, it isn't.
La Crescenta's La Cunada's retarded cousin, basically. But don't worry, because Tujunga is really like the mongoloid child of La Crescenta. But yeah. Yeah, I could meet you down there at Rocky Cola's.
How about Memorial Park?
All right, better. Oh, yeah, we'll meet at the park.
Now, you understand what you need to do, sir. You need to go talk to your doctor, okay? You're not.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All right, and take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Good times. It's beautiful land out there. Beautiful La Crescenta.
I thought she meant, like, her boobs were dribbling like they were bouncing or something.
Yeah, would have been nice. What do you think was coming out of them?
Milk.
Really? Mm. Is anything that comes out of breast milk?
That's usually what comes out of the nipples, yeah.
Hmm. How about
I... Would she have to be pregnant?
No, they got low thyroid, prolactin tumors, that kind of thing can do it.
Drew, you tell me if this would be unprofessional. I meet her...
Yes.
I meet her at the park, I collect an oral sample from the breast, and then spit it onto like a Petri dish or something. You give it a look-see tomorrow morning at the lab.
You are found guilty as charged.
Isn't that work? Isn't that just extension of work? Yes. Are we here to help or not?
You'd be helping, but I'm not sure.
All right, enough said. Long Beach Dub All-Stars here. We'll take a little break. We'll be back. Hey, everyone. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Bud's here from Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Hope he'll be in here in just a matter of seconds. Wonders of the World is the name of the CD. Out the 11th. Here comes Opie now. Drew, shut the door behind him there, would you please?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Well, I said please. Jeff?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, I'm 20.
What is up?
seems like a lot's up these days. I have this problem with an erection.
Mm-hmm.
This may sound like you, but it seems like it's up all the time, no matter what I do.
Sure, for Jeff.
Is it literally up all the time, or does it just keep coming up or popping up all the time?
Every time I try and bring it down, it'll come up right away.
And it never goes down.
Well, wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Let me do some boner math here. If you're trying to bring it down, how can it come up? Because it's already up if you're trying to bring it down, right?
Are you tying weights
right.
to it?
Well, okay, so...
Right.
I'll have an erection and I'll have sex or masturbate.
Right.
And maybe 5 minutes later, it'll be up again. And it seems like, you know, today I had Spanish class. And I had to stand up in front of the class and...
With a pop tent?
In Spanish, tell what clothes I was wearing, and unfortunately, I had the erection.
You're gay.
Is there any hot chicks in your class?
There's millions, not a million, but there's lots of hot chicks.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Where are you going to school?
I go to MiraCosta College in Cardiff, California.
Hmm. Is that a real college?
Cardiff by the sea?
It's one of those junior colleges for the people that aren't too smart.
Right.
I mean, this is sort of... You said
what were you wearing? Were you wearing jeans or sweatpants?
I just had some shorts on, and I swear everybody was staring right down there.
Sure.
I'll tell you, this new trend of these sort of outback, loose-fitting khakis and all these kind of real baggy pup-tent pants and everything.
Bad plan.
Not boner-friendly. Not at all.
Friendly,
no.
But...
No, I mean, but I mean, it's like when I was in high school, I wore, you know, three or four pair of Levi's and six pair of underwear.
I'll tell you what.
I didn't take any chances.
Go for the readjustment in front of the class and just be like, it doesn't bother you, chicks will dig it.
See, I saw a couple chicks staring at me, and I didn't know if it was bad or good.
I just reach down in there and pull it straight up so it's tucked behind your waistband by your belt line or whatever.
Yeah.
Pull that thing straight up, and then, you know.
That'll usually kill it
proud
sometimes.
Of it. Be
too.
Proud of it, and chicks will dig you for it.
All right, listen, he doesn't have a question, does he? Was that an announcement or a question?
Yeah, it was an announcement.
Look out, world, I got a boner. I mean, isn't that what that was?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, also, he's a little old to be getting that, right? Then the 15, 16-year-old.
You got to understand, guys who are in junior college are in a little bit of an arrested state of development.
Understand. Yeah, you're right.
So junior college guy being 20 is like a regular guy being like 17 and a half.
All right, gotcha.
What about that, Dr. Drew, what about that priapism stuff?
Priapism? But priapism is usually a painful erection. It literally doesn't go down. That's why I was asking.
For like months?
Yeah, and then it doesn't go up anymore after that.
Well, that's why you got to use it while it's out. Dan?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah, I sure am.
What's up?
Okay, well, the other day I was going camping over the weekend, and I got back Monday night, and I was watching my TiVo, and it asked me if I wanted to watch some adult movies. You know how that TiVo stuff works. You know, knows what you like.
I know.
Anyways, yada, yada, yada. Poison Oak shows up Tuesday on my arms and legs. It's all over my package. You know, it's just actually, I don't know, you know, what to do here, actually.
You in an airport or a bus station?
No, I'm at work. They actually made me work tonight. But, well, my question is, will over-the-counter medicines such as like Benadryl cream be work? Would that be okay? Would that work for the area?
Yeah, use Cortade. Use Cortade and maybe some Benadryl. But yeah. If it's really a bad outbreak, you're going to need something stronger.
What, hold on. First off, what's the TiVo have to do with the poison oak?
What he's saying is that he got home from camping, sat down in front of the TV, and the TV said, hey, would you like to watch some porn? So, of course, he did. And caused him to touch with his poison oak hand.
I got TiVo, and I told you, taped a Darkwing Duck for me the other day. I didn't even know.
You have been watching pay-per-view porn.
Oh, I got to get more pay-per-view. Yeah. I do. I did tape some Playboy stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dan.
You got to push the green thumb up, though.
Yeah. I can figure that out. Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
Where do you work?
At Pizza Pipeline. It's in Eugene, Oregon.
Pizza Pipeline.
That sounds like a gay bar for Italian guys. It really does sound like a gay Italian bar, doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean...
All right.
So what's the clinical name for that? Really poison sure stroke?
What's that?
Poison wood instead of poison oak.
Oh, I'll tell you. All right. So he's fine, right? Get the Cordate stuff.
I think he needs something stronger, but he may need prednisone. But Jason.
Yeah.
You 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not too much. I was just got a question for the Dub All-Stars.
Here they are.
All right. What is the new music? What is the music video going to be coming out? What song is that for?
Sunny Hours.
Sunny Hours?
Yeah.
Are you done with the video?
Yeah.
Yes, so it's ready to go?
It's ready to go.
When?
Want to check it out right now?
Yeah. Fletcher's bringing it down to MTV with a couple hand grenades, so they should be playing it pretty soon.
Does he really need hand grenades? Isn't he just sort of
Fletcher
a hand
doesn't
grenade?
Need anything.
All he's got to do is eat himself like a couple of... What'd he eat before he came over here and heaved it into that
pizza.
Big cup of yours?
Oh, yeah.
Now, he heaved pizza on you.
Yeah.
But then when he was trying to make it up to you...
Sandwiches. He's some kind of sandwich.
No, I thought he ate like a...
Papa Jake's?
He ate like a tub of a raspberry swirl ice cream or something, then vomited into a cup and then put some surfboard resin over that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why'd you bring him up? And I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
He's my bro.
All right, hey, Jason?
Yeah.
So there's the video.
The video should be coming out, I don't know, sometime soon within the drop of the album. Where's the...
Are you guys going to have
anybody
it?
Anybody know when the video's coming out? Anybody?
No, they stopped listening. Your management left a long time ago.
On the website?
Yeah, what about the website? Are you going to be able to see something on there?
You might be able to see a snippet or something. We might hook it up. I don't know.
Cool, that would be great.
Any day, I heard.
I'm going to see you guys at the end of the invasion on Saturday.
Right on.
Good times there, Jason.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right, they'll see you at the invasion, and we'll be back. Well, there you go. Another fabulous episode of Loveline. Dead and in the ground. Wonders of the World, name of the CD. That is out on the 11th. So all you Long Beach Dub All-Star fans, go out and get that. And even if you're not, go out and get it. I want to thank Opie and Bud for coming in here tonight and being great as usual. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you again soon, yeah?
Are we getting kicked out of here?
Well, it's all over.
We're all out of here. Don't take it personally. We're going home, too.
Yeah, well, you guys can stay.
Yeah, hang out. Lycus will be on about 17 hours. You can hang out with him.
Okay, we just want you guys to know that you were listening to Dub Line with Opie Corolla.
And Dr. Bud.
Yeah.
And right here we have the Love Line All-Stars. Thank you very much for coming.
And until next time, Sam Corolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
My lover likes me a lot, but sometimes I'm scared because he is very active. He gives me oral sex. I just give him the hand.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.